sitting on the side of the highway, waiting to catch a speeding driver. The state police officer clocked a car puttering along at 29 miles an hour. He thinks to himself, this driver is just as dangerous as a speeder. So he turns on his lights and pulls the driver over. Approaching the car, he notices that there are 5 old nuns in the car, 2 in the front seat and 3 in the back, wide-eyed and white as ghosts. The driver, sister, confused, says to him, officer, I don't understand. I was doing exactly the speed limit. What seems to be the problem? Well, sister, the officer replied, you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can also be a danger to other drivers. Slower than the speed limit? No, sir, I was doing the speed limit exactly 29 miles an hour. The old nun proudly replied. The officer explained to her that 29 was the route number, not the speed limit. Oh, a bit embarrassed, the nun grinned and thanked the officer for pointing out the error. Before you go, sister, I have to ask, is everyone in the car okay? These sisters seem awfully shaken, and they haven't muttered a single peep the whole time. Oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We just got off Route 95. Well, after that episode, those sisters needed a little break. They needed a little time for rest and rejuvenation, and that's what the Lord is inviting us in today's gospel. He says, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. See, everybody is very busy, right? As a mom, as a dad, husband, father, you know, wife, mother, single person, even a retired person, you're all busy, right? Everybody's very busy. The problem is sometimes we're too busy, and sometimes you don't make time for the Lord. Someone once said that busy is spelled B-U-S-I, which stands for being under Satan's yoke, right? Do you ever notice that if you're overly busy, too busy, overwhelmed, you get under Satan's yoke, you lose your peace. You lose your peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of soul. Now, Bishop Sheen once wrote a book called Peace of Soul. It's what everybody wants, everybody desires that. But if we get too stressed out and too busy with the cares and concerns of life, we lose our peace. And so today in the gospel, the Lord invites his followers that they need to take a break. They need to come away by themselves. They need to be spiritually renewed and regenerated in the Lord. So look for a moment at the gospel. See, the apostles had just gone out to preach and teach and work miracles. And so now they come back to report to the Lord what they had done and all the things that they had said and all the things that they had seen and all the miracles. Well, the Lord, of course, praised them for all the good they were doing. But he said, but now it's time to come away, to go away to a deserted place and rest a while. So we all need this opportunity for a retreat, a little getaway to spiritually recharge those batteries. Because they were so busy, it says here, people were coming and going in great numbers. The crowds were always with the Lord, asking him things, asking him to pray with them and to heal them. It says that the Lord and the apostles did not even have time to eat. That's how busy they were. And so the Lord gets the disciples into the boat, because they're on the Sea of Galilee, and he takes them to a deserted place. He crosses the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is really only about 5 miles wide, maybe about 12 miles long. And so they go off to a deserted place. But an interesting thing happens. The people watch Jesus and the apostles get into the boat, and they're sort of following the Lord. They go along the shore. It says they run, they hasten, they go on foot from all the towns, and they watch where the Lord's going. So when the Lord gets out of the boat, they're all there again. And he walks up, he gets out of the boat, and there they are, thousands of people. He had just left them on the other side, but they had come across. They had walked around the shore, and now they were there. But what does the Lord do? He doesn't get upset, doesn't get angry, doesn't get frustrated. He looks at this vast crowd, and his heart, his most sacred heart that we so love as Catholics and as Christians, his sacred heart is moved with pity, with mercy, with compassion for this vast crowd. He looks out and he sees as if they're sheep without a shepherd. See, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin were not good shepherds of the flock. Jesus is the good shepherd. And so it says he begins to teach them at great length. And so what can we take from today's gospel? Well, first of all, of course, the great love of Jesus for each one of us, for the crowd, for us as individuals, that he has mercy on us, he has compassion on us, he has pity for us because he wants us to be renewed. And he tells his disciples to make sure that they come away with him and rest a while. So again, how can you apply this to your life? How can you do that? Maybe a little bit every day, or a little bit once a week, or once a month, or once a year. I would suggest a few very practical suggestions. The first thing is that in order that you don't get overly busy or stressed out, always make time for prayer every day. You're not going to find time for prayer. You have to make time for prayer. So you make time for what you want to do. If you have a favorite television show, you make time to watch that show. So you have to make time for prayer. So begin with 10 minutes. If you don't pray much right now, start with 10 minutes a day. Just sit there quietly and pray to the Lord. Listen to him and pray. And that begin with 10 minutes. And hopefully that'll grow to 15 or 20 or 30 minutes or however the Lord leads you then in your prayer life. But begin with at least 10 minutes of silence and prayer every day. Another suggestion is one day a week, have it as a day of relaxation and prayer. And we call that day Sunday, right? It's called the Sabbath. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was Saturday. The church changed it to Sunday. As long as it's one day a week, and that is Sunday. The Bible says that God created on the 6 days, but he rested on the Sabbath, and we honor that day on Sunday. So how can we keep Sunday as a holy day? Well, by coming to Mass like you do every Sunday, worshiping God, praying, coming to the sacraments, but then spend the rest of the day in relaxation and fun and activities and family activities. See, we're not supposed to do unnecessary work on Sunday. The church is very wise. The church wants us to relax and take it easy and be renewed to get ready for the week ahead. So let's all try our best to recapture the beauty of Sundays as a family day, a day of prayer, relaxation, renewal. It should be a day in which we do not do unnecessary servile work. We should not do unnecessary work on Sundays. It should be, according to the Catechism, a day of relaxation and fun and worship of God and prayer and spiritual renewal. Then I would recommend that maybe once a month, just try to spend a few hours at, let's say, an evening of recollection or a morning of recollection. There are many retreat houses in the area that offer evenings of recollection for women or for men. Sometimes they have mornings of recollection for women that can come together. They can pray before the Blessed Sacrament. They go to confession, get some spiritual direction, and have an opportunity to be spiritually renewed. So maybe once a month, just a couple hours, maybe even in our own adoration over on Thursday nights in the chapel, to spend an hour or two once a month or once a week in prayer. See, that can renew you. That can do what the Lord is asking us to do, to come away once in a while by ourselves and be spiritually renewed. So there's evenings of recollection. But lastly, what I would recommend is every year go on retreat once a year. And you know, canon law says that every priest, every deacon, every religious has to go on retreat once a year. And Even the poor Clares and Carmelites who spend their whole life in prayer, they too canonically have to have a retreat every year. So if the church says it's wise for even the Carmelites and poor Clares to have a retreat once a year, what about us? It's even more important for moms and dads and lay people to get away for a retreat. Now, it could just be a Friday night and a Saturday and a Sunday, like a weekend retreat. And there are many retreat houses that offer weekend retreats for men or for women, even for married couples. There are retreats for teenagers and young adults. There's also places where you can go from like Monday to a Friday and do a week-long retreat. So even in our own area, you have places up in Bethesda, there's a retreat house there, in McLean, Berryville, in Southern Maryland, Culpeper. Growing up in Philadelphia, we had St. Joseph in the Hills in Malvern, Pennsylvania. A great place for a weekend retreat every first weekend in November. A beautiful silent retreat sponsored by the Legion of Mary. I did that every year growing up as a kid. See, once a year, you owe it to your soul, to your spiritual life, to get away and have a retreat, whether it be during the week. In fact, today I have 15 families joining me at the Outer Banks. This is our annual vacation beach retreat starting today until Friday or Saturday. So my 21st year in a row of taking families. Sometimes we have 20 families, sometimes 30, sometimes 15. But the families come away and we pray, we relax, have a great time. And it's something that the Lord recommends. So it's not something that we should put off. But every year, make a retreat. Every month, a couple hours for recollection. Every week, perhaps a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. And every day, begin with 10 minutes a day of prayer. And hopefully that will lead to more. So don't fall into the trap of being so busy that you don't have time for the Lord. Don't be under Satan's yoke, but be instead, spend some time in prayer and reflection so you don't lose your peace of soul.